For months now, we've heard about mysterious sonic attacks on U.S. diplomats in Havana. The U.S. and Cuba say they don't know the cause, but the dust-up threatens to refreeze barely thawed U.S.-Cuba relations. The Trump administration has stopped referring to the sonic blasts some two dozen U.S. diplomats suffered in Havana as incidents. It now calls them attacks. So the question is whether the administration believes the Cuban government was responsible for those alleged attacks. They took place mostly at diplomats' residences starting last year, and they left them with hearing loss and other maladies. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez went to Washington last week to discuss it with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Sources familiar with the meeting say Tillerson had reason to expect Rodriguez would provide information, maybe even come clean about a suspected rogue operation inside the Cuban intelligence service. But Rodriguez repeated Cuba's claim it knows nothing about the attacks. So the U.S. has recalled many embassy staff in Havana. It's suspended issuing new U.S. visas for Cubans, and it just expelled 15 Cuban diplomats from their embassy in Washington. Sources say more is expected, perhaps making it even harder to travel to and do business with Cuba, or labeling it again as a terrorism sponsor. But President Trump is not expected to break diplomatic relations with the communist island. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.